Welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, I'm Lewis Gordon from Train to Game, doing the games development course.
How are you doing, Lewis?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
I'm good, cheers, mate.
That's good.
Give us a bit of your background then, mate. What you've been doing?
So I started the Train to Game course 3 years ago. I've literally just applied for my extension on the course itself. But I started originally just as a gamer, just turned around and thought, I want to create games. Didn't know much about it, so saw this course, saw I could do it around my own time and still work, and thought it suited me to the best of my abilities, really. Once I started the course, I did struggle a bit, but then I met a couple of people from on the forums themselves. One in particular, we managed to start getting bounce some ideas off each other and get some actual games rolling. The original one we made was just between me and the programmer. It was just literally the two of us. We had no designers, no artists, anything like that. It was just a case of we thought we'd make a game and it turned into actually working, which was a shock.
So with the games that you've made and stuff, is that like with the studio that you're part of now?
That's right, yeah. Both games we've made are part of all studio work.
Yeah, so what was the studio called, your one?
The studio is called Mercury Games, so it's Mercury with an M-E-K-U-R-Y.
Any reason you decided to go with that one instead of the actual spelling?
Just because, like with our games, it reflects how different we want to be. So instead of just going the same route, copying the same words and everything like that, we'll just change it a slight bit to make it our own.
Fair enough. I've had a look at a couple of the trailers for your games. I haven't had a chance to play them yet, and they do look quite interesting and fun. Where did the ideas and stuff come from for them?
The first one, the Pirates one, that was actually an idea from my portfolio project. We had to make a design document for a game, and that was the one I came up with. Then me and the other programmer decided, okay, let's try and make this game. So we started putting ideas together, and the idea just kept expanding and expanding. I mean, that one itself is still a work in progress, because we are thinking about adding more levels into it and bosses and things like that. But the idea is, I mean, from any kind of game, just come from anything we played previously, just something that we'd want to play ourselves. If we think we can enjoy it, we just want to make sure that people can enjoy it as well.
Yeah, fair enough. So you develop mostly for PC, don't you?
Yeah, for ourselves, the PC market is the one we're going for, just purely because PC gaming is more or less for the hardcore gamers. We can obviously look at mobile phones and consoles, but end of the day, consoles are becoming more and more like a PC, so might as well just go directly to the market that's asking for it.
Your studio now, you said that it started off as just you and another developer, so what have you got now?
I mean, originally it was just me and the programmer. Now, I don't know the exact numbers. I think we've got about 6 artists involved. Some of them are on or off, just obviously when they can do work. And we've got our games designer and also a QA involved as well. So we've got a good variety of people, some new, some experienced, and some obviously just looking to get involved, really.
How long have you been doing the studio?
The studio started this year, so we obviously finished the first game, and then we decided, why don't we try and make this into a studio, get some people together, see if we can make games that would actually be appealing to people, and not just us.
Yeah, is it all Train to Game members that you've got as your team?
Near enough, all of our members are Train to Game, except for one, which is just obviously a person that I know personally.
Nice one. So, what are your plans for the future?
Plans for the future? We're hoping to try and turn this company into something that actually can. For us, it's not really profit that drives us, it's just making the games. But if we can make anything off the work we do, that's a bonus nonetheless.
Perfect. Well, I think that's all we've got time for today, Lewis. So thank you very much for your time, buddy.
That's no problem at all.
And I will talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.